This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida, broadcasting across the country to our fellow sister Salem Media Group stations and leading independent stations all across the country. We are a nationally syndicated show on the Genesis Communications Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now, and thank you for your service to America. To our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers too, thank you for what you do keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the security workers, the construction crews that are out there, the truck stop waitresses, and oh yeah, those convenience store clerks too. We appreciate what you're doing. And don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, click on the USCCA logo to register for the free gun a day giveaway. And while you're there, find out about what a USCCA membership can do for you. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
And, question for you. We are definitely going to be talking about the EMT or EMP segment, China, Russia, and some other countries in the next segment. But because this is at the top of the pyramid right now, the Venezuelan Revolution, you wrote a very extensive article yesterday. Now, I've had the benefit, if you will, of having a young lady that works here at the radio station, and her parents are in the middle of this demonstration in Caracas, and they've been sending videos back and forth. And yesterday, they sent one with the tear gas being fired into the crowd, which they're stepping up their game. Maduro stepping up their game. But fill us in on where we're at with all this.
Well, look, the matter of Venezuela is that not only has the United States and Canada and several countries in Europe, including the what is called the Organization for American States, which is really a consortium of the countries in Latin America, They have all deemed Maduro's election as illegitimate and fraud. So
right.
They're not recognizing him in this term as being president. And so we have, I don't know how to really say his name, Juan Guaido, Guaido.
Well, I think it's Guaido, but go ahead. Thank you for pronouncing it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who has declared himself and actually swore himself in as the interim acting president of Venezuela. According to their constitution, that is legal, and they have 45 days to actually hold another election to formally put him or somebody else in there as president. In the meantime, these countries have asked for Maduro to formally step down and get out of the way. Now, there are some here in the United States that are saying that this was a U.S.-led operation.
Well, Maduro's saying that too, yeah.
Including our new Islamist congresswoman.
Oh, Ocasio-Cortez, yeah.
No, Ilhan Omar.
Oh, yeah, okay, that one, yeah, okay.
That we have led this. That's false. We have not. But we do know Juan Guaido. Because he was actually educated here at Georgetown University. And so we didn't lead this. So they need to make some corrections, some of these lawmakers that need to make some corrections that are standing on the side of Maduro and socialism.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple other things that need to be necessarily understood, and that is the vice president of Venezuela, one fellow by the name El Asami.
You mean the drug dealer?
He's absolutely a mm-hmm. drug dealer. He mm-hmm. absolutely has connections to Hezbollah in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in Venezuela, but his mother is Lebanese and his father is Syrian.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, on January the 10th, the minister for the economy, I think it is, of Syria was actually in Caracas visiting Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go a step further, shall we? Because under President Chavez, and certainly now under Maduro, China and Venezuela have established a very deep relationship. In fact, China has helped finance some nasty things in Venezuela. But what's worse is the one telecom company that the United States has essentially thrown out, especially out of the military, and that is ZTE,
yeah.
And rightly so.
Right.
Now, what has happened is that China, with ZTE, has created essentially what is known as a social card.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that everybody does in China is absolutely recorded and monitored and scored and database every single individual. Well, Venezuela apparently loved that too, especially under Chavez, which was introduced, but now it was put into place in Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
And it's essentially a social card. So they know everything that the card holders are doing. China with ZTE actually provided the cards to Venezuela, provided the computer servers, and so it's essentially for blackmail. If you don't comply, we know who you're calling, we know where you are, we know what you're doing, we know what you're buying, we know what everything you, if you, we don't like you, we're going to jail you, which
all right.
is what China does.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more. So I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I am my buddy Wayne Allyn Root to be our first guest tonight in a weekend show. Tune in for that because Wayne's going to be locked and loaded for bear, guarantee you that one. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. Go on over to my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there for your opportunity to win a free gun a day giveaway over there, and good luck with that one. And while you're there, check out membership in the USCCA, because if you decide to become a member, you will get $474 worth of free stuff, which includes the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine that has lots of discounts and savings in it on all sorts of stuff. So that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right, Venezuela, the story that is not going to go away. We're on the verge. We're not quite there yet, but we're on the verge of a full-scale revolution. Is that fair to assume?
Well, we're there. I mean, it's clearly there. I mean, the Venezuelans are demanding that Maduro get out of there, you know, leave office. We've got this major conflict that is happening in the streets. And I got to give it to a lot of those Venezuelans. That, you know, 3 million have already left the country. I don't have any use for them because they should have stood and fought for their own country. Mm-hmm. But those that have stayed, you know, are loyal. They want, you know, democracy. They want to go back to a legitimate oil business, which is what they had until China and Russia stepped in. You know, they want to undo this socialism, which I was. Is hardly being described as the way it needs to be. Mm-hmm. You know, and I gave the example with this card that they're using. And these Venezuelans are saying it's an attempt to control me. I mean, they watch virtually everything that, the Venezuelans do, including their medical care. Now, doesn't this all sound familiar to what is happening here in the United States?
It does.
Mm-hmm. So, There's a much bigger story of why we are where we are in Venezuela, and I tried to certainly describe it in my article, and it's really a terrifying condition. So anyway.
So what happens if he's given us 72 hours to remove our diplomats, and we do have a few of them there, don't know how many.
We're not leaving, although we have said to get our essential personnel out of there. Non-essential personnel out of there, because I think there is a chance the United States is watching very carefully this new interim president. He's kind of in hiding right now.
Sure.
For his own safety.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And the United States is watching his safety very, very carefully.
Mm. All right. Well, now let's kind of cross the bridge and talk about this EMP story that's out there, because China and Russia have definitely put together an EMP package. There are a couple of other countries that may have already been playing with it. I'm not sure they're as far advanced, but I'm talking about North Korea and Iran. What say you?
Well, what is happening is the Pentagon put out a report in 2017 that was only just published. They finally decided to put it out here recently in the last week or so. Some of it is, in fact, redacted. What's redacted is the vulnerabilities to an EMP in the United States. So they don't want to, broadcast where our vulnerabilities are. But China, Russia, and Iran are working on something that is known as non-contact warfare, which is essentially electronic warfare, total information warfare, and then cyber warfare, meaning there is no conventional troops or bombs or any of those other kinds of things. It is all electronic. Now, an EMP, can be launched onto any kind of a missile, and it wouldn't black out the entire United States. They would necessarily have them target certain concentrated areas of the United States. Let's put it that way. So you can't give us total blackout unless there is something that is being worked on in the realm of space. We don't know what our defense systems are on something like this. We probably shouldn't know. China would necessarily use an EMP over Taiwan, because remember they want to take control.
They do.
Taiwan. Taiwan has declared its independence. That's not flying well with them.
Nope.
Russia may launch one over Europe to throw NATO and parts of Europe into complete darkness.
Mm-hmm.
So this is essentially where we are with this. There was a very large study that was done again in 2017 and only just came out. So we would have to look at our bomber wings in Missouri, Louisiana, South Dakota, and Texas. We would have to do the same thing in Minot, North Dakota, Wyoming, or even Montana. We can be assured, let's put it this way. We have some vulnerabilities, but at least that we know that the Pentagon has studied this. They have this report. We know, Iran would do it to strike Israel, Saudi Arabia. We know where Russia would do it. It's a condition that at least somebody's on the case.
Now, our Border Patrol has reported a dramatic increase in large groups of 100 or more crossing at various parts of the border. This is not in California now. This is in Arizona. This is in New Mexico and Texas, because they're spreading out their crossings to get away from California, where all the concentration seems to be at the moment, trying to get across. And you probably saw the video that I saw yesterday with over 100 of them coming over an 18-foot wall with a ladder and then jumping to the ground down below, right?
Right. But we got them all.
We did get them all. We don't know if we've gotten the other ones that they're talking about, but there's been incursions in parts of New Mexico. There's a farmer, by the way, a rancher in Texas with a 600-acre spread, which is a square mile, that's saying he wants to have a wall built on his property by the government, and he's going to let them do it. If they want to build whatever they want to build, he's all for it because he's got two strands of barbed wire, and that's all that's there to keep the bad guys out.
And the other interesting thing is there's some other ranchers, because it's mostly private property along that border.
Right.
That the, you know, would have to go into court, because the United States has got to buy that property or use eminent domain. That's going to take years and years and years, which would, I think, be the reason that Trump has floated the concept of just taking a down payment.
Mm-hmm.
On funding and not his whole $5.7 billion.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of those cases that are already in court because the United States, the government is not offering them what I say nearly enough per acre in order to do this. But anyway, it's clearly a mess. What is going to start happening apparently today is because we have such a backlog of over 800,000 cases of asylum seekers.
Right.
We're going to start deporting what we can of these that are here in the United States, asylum seekers, back to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, the policy is called the Migrant Protection Protocols.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to do is actually return non-Mexican immigrants who crossed the southern border. And they're going to just hang out there in Mexico until we can get to their cases.
Mm-hmm.
Mexico has apparently said okay, but if you send us, we're not taking any criminals.
Mm-hmm.
So we shall necessarily see where all of this is. Now, last year, 93,000 people sought asylum at the southern border. 93,000. Mm-hmm. So we don't know. I don't think we're going to deport 93,000. But then again, we don't really know.
Now, very quickly, Iran has announced that they're going to have war games to warn their enemies that they've got this big military.
They're doing this in-country. It is a ground force, what is known as the Army's ground force.
Mm-hmm.
It's some 12,000 combat mobile forces.
Mm-hmm.
This is called the Ecuador 97 war game.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be done in two stages, apparently today and perhaps even over the weekend. But they're going to be testing homemade weapons, the drills, various types of military equipment, helicopters, drones, and fighter jets. This is coming from the Forest News Agency. So
okay.
We're watching it.
Here comes the music. We'll talk more again tonight, so you have yourself a great day and stay warm.
You too.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, and I'll be right back with our next military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. I will be coming right back right after these messages.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's new talks on making a deal to end the month-old partial government shutdown. President Trump says he could go along with what Congress comes up with, as long as it contains money for border security.
Well, it depends what the agreement is. I mean, yeah, but if they come to a reasonable agreement, I would support it.
Mr. Trump says he won't be happy if the deal doesn't include money for his border wall. His spokeswoman earlier said it must include a large down payment. He also said if it doesn't,
I have other alternatives if I have to, and I'll use those alternatives if I have to.
For weeks, the president has suggested he might declare a national emergency and have the military build the wall with unobligated money. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said she didn't think that would be a reasonable arrangement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy and some other issues. Finally, my internist threw a bunch of tests and colonoscopy. I won't bore you with the details. Found out that my system doesn't produce enough acid to break food down enough where I get the B12 benefit out of it. So I went on shots once a month, which my wife, who's a nurse, can give me, but I was still pretty lethargic. I was just telling my wife last night, I said, you know what? I feel fantastic. This Balance of Nature really gives me energy beyond anything else I've ever taken.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts. It's a suburb of Boston. The other right here in our backyard in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to let them to tell you first, all about how you can jumpstart your career. Here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, whether you've been in the military, you're a veteran, or whether or not you're a civilian, because if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere but no chance for the future, a pay raise, or promotion, I've got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck. I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston, the other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, Bo was in yesterday, and he verified again what I've been saying all along. You might start out at $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, or $80,000 a year, depending on what company you land a job with, because that's where they start, the first year folks that graduate and get their FAA certification certificates. That's where they start. But you also might get lucky enough to take a job with an overseas military contractor. And if you do that, you might start out with a six-figure salary right off the bat. And if you do, and you're in places like Saudi Arabia or Jordan or Qatar or Oman or United Arab Emirates, or maybe you'll go to Iraq or Afghanistan or maybe South Korea, then guess what? The first $50,000 of what you make, depending on whether or not you're in an active combat zone, will be tax-free. Tax-free. And I've had a number of my friends go over there and do that and wind up setting themselves up either to be in business or to buy a house or to buy a boat or to buy a motorhome or whatever it is they wanted to do. But anyway, they've done it, and they've been very happy at it. So, for those of you that are veterans, 911, post-911 veterans, more than likely your GI Bill will apply if you haven't already used it. And previous veterans, you'll have to check with them at the National Aviation Academy. I'll give you their phone number in a minute to find out what type of eligibility you have, but you will be in there. And civilians, there is financing there for you, too, student loans. So check them out online at naa.edu, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080. One more time, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, well, some bad news to report out of Fort Bliss in Texas. A vehicle accident during training at Fort Bliss killed two soldiers this week. They were members of the 1st Armored Division, and this was a vehicle that apparently rolled over and killed two of the soldiers that were in it, injured a couple more. I hate to hear about stuff like that. And when the Army first announced its intention to stand up on a 4-star Futures Command, senior leadership said the days of years-long expensive modernization programs and murky requirements were over. Well, guess what? The Army's now telling us the new modernization command risk, which have been cutting overruns and delays, is having some delays being implemented itself. So we'll see how that works out. Oh, by the way, a member of the Blue Angels made an emergency landing when the landing gear on the pilot's F/A-18 Hornet failed to extend as the jet approached the runway. He was okay. Plane wound up being okay. And once beleaguered by the critics, the aircraft carrier Gerald R. Ford is now closer than ever to becoming an operational flat top with getting the overhaul that it needed to get and the parts it needed to have to make it so that they could get it out and put it into service. Also, the Navy will say farewell to its last operational F/A-18C Hornet fighter jets in a special ceremony at Naval Air Station Oceana on February the 1st. The Navy's legacy Hornets will fly off into the sunset. And the National Nuclear Security Administration has completed work on updating a nuclear warhead for the Navy, the first in a series of major life extension programs for America's nuclear arsenal. That's why when I told you about the EMP, that we may actually have something, sort of resembling that. Also, the Navy is refitting its decades-old China-like weapons testing and research site in the Mojave Desert to begin hosting hypersonic weapons testing from a variety of platforms, including undersea launchers. That'll be interesting there at China Lake. Launch them out of the lake. Would you like to be there to watch that? And the Air Force has eased the EPR referrals for their enlisted airmen. Beginning this year, the Air Force will no longer automatically issue a referral for enlisted airmen who do not meet all expectations of their enlisted performance report. In addition, the tornado that touched down in Florida's Panhandle over the weekend at Tyndall Air Force Base and moved across the Air Force Base did not cause significant damage and normal operations were not affected. They are still operating according to schedule there. Now, over in Japan, the Yokota construction road project is beginning, $5.2 million road project to keep motorists from stopping for aircraft. The $5.2 million road construction project at the home of U.S. Forces Japan will eventually allow motorists to drive across the base without giving way to aircraft. As it is right now, you have to stop. And by the way, it's that way in Oakland, California. When you drive across the airport, you have to stop and let the aircraft go in front of you. Also, the Marines' next high-end fight could call for larger formations and tougher amphibs. The Marine Corps is preparing for a high-end distributed fight inside the island chains in the Pacific, where the service is pushing the Navy to invest in additional weapons and systems for their amphibious ships to support this kind of battle in a contested environment. And we'll see what happens there. Now, the Coast Guard, the top admiral, lashed out at the government and the government shutdown. And I would have, too, if I were him, as thousands of federal employees faced missing a second paycheck, including the Coast Guard. But I got some good news for you. The American Legion still has grants to give to you. A grant means it's free money. You have to contact the American Legion to find out. And I do know USAA and the Navy Credit Union is also helping out the Coast Guardsmen with short-term notes. So that's where I can send you to apply to get some help. And many of you already know that, but for the ones that don't know that, that's the place to go right now. And those are the organizations I know that are helping you out. So hop to, get at it. I would if I were you. I don't know how long this shutdown is going to go on. Hopefully it won't forever. By the way, the U.S. Navy awarded Bell Helicopters a $440 million contract modification to produce and deliver 25 AH-1Z Viper attack helicopters on 18 January, according to a Pentagon statement. That'll be interesting to see how those work out. And the VA now has shorter wait times in private clinics, according to the AMA study that was done. Wait times at the Department of VA hospitals and clinics have gone down significantly from recent years and are now shorter on average than those in private sector health care, at least in the big cities, according to a new study from the Journal of the American Medical Association. It's about time that happened, because I'm telling you, the appointments in the VA were never, ever, never, ever on time. And I don't need to tell anybody that knows what I'm talking about there. You know. So, here comes the music, and we'll be back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. We're going to ask him some pointed questions about the economy, see what he thinks. But in the meantime, don't go anywhere. Some messages coming your way. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, as I broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, where right now in Tampa, Florida, we have 52 degrees, but it's not below zero like it is up there in the north. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860, The Answer.
Well, yep, that's my flagship station. That's the station I'm broadcasting on right now. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. By the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. To find out more about what they can do for you, give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Is it cold up there?
Colder than yesterday. The weather's been odd. Yesterday was in the 50s, and it rained all day. And today it's coming back down.
Well, up there along the lee shore of Lake Ontario and Lake Erie, guess what it's doing?
Let me know. Snowing?
Big time lake effect snow again.
Upstate New York.
Yeah, and you've got some really bitter cold weather coming across the northern part up north of you. You aren't going to get it, I don't believe. But we've got some really cold below zero temperatures, up there to the north of you.
Coming to the middle of next week, we're going to get cold. Really, really, really cold again. It's going to be down in the teens.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now. I want to talk to you about, first of all, the president yesterday, and they had two bills in the Senate. Neither one got passed. I'm not surprised. They had a little mutiny of small effort. Mitt Romney and five other Republican senators went over with the Democrats, but it was only a difference of one vote on one, 52 versus 51. What do you think is going on? Now, I've made comments to you before that I believe Mitt Romney is the John McCain. He's new, the new John McCain.
Well, yeah, but the thing is that there's some politics involved that people don't really recognize, and this is where, you know, Pelosi's got a lot of experience. I don't know if your listeners are aware, but the House is looking to bring back earmarks, which were done away with under the
right.
Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you bring back earmarks, then, you know, Pelosi can say, listen, you know, we're going to bring this back in. I'm in charge of the House, which is in charge of appropriations. We're going to be able to bring some pet projects to your state, Mr. Senator or Madam Senator. If you start helping us out this way, you know, you want that project, you want this, you want that earmark, you're going to have to go along with this. And they can slowly but surely buy off these Republican senators. And, you know, this is kind of how politics works. So I have a feeling that's probably what's going on to some degree. I think it's in its infancy stages, but that's the power that Pelosi has with running the House.
Do you know what a personal property tax is?
Well, we all pay our personal property tax, that's for sure. Your property.
All right. Now, I said it wrong. Elizabeth Warren has proposed a wealth tax, which is a tax on the personal goods that you own. For example, clothing, jewelry, a car, a boat, a snowmobile. It would be a tax on that. Now, I lived in one state when I was in the military where I had to pay that one year, and that was the only year I paid it because I got transferred out of the state afterwards, and I was so glad I did because I thought it was stupid. But you had to declare your personal property, what the value of it was, and then they charged you a tax. Now,
it's not just land, Matt. You're going to be talking, when she's talking a wealth tax.
That's right.
She's talking stocks,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Stuff that you own, interest in businesses that you have. Which varies based upon, you know, how well the market is doing or what the stock value is at any point in time. Meaning that you're not going to pay that in stock. You're going to have to sell that portion of stock and you're going to have to give it to the government. This was a big thing that they were talking about in Davos. Some of the people there want to have a global wealth tax, and it's a step in that direction. Listen, I've said this and I've been talking about this for a while. Taxes are going to go up in some way, shape, manner, or form if people keep demanding more and more stuff from the government.
Mm-hmm.
One needs to understand Medicare for All is a $35 trillion prospect for over a 10-year period of time. That's a lot of money. You know, I was, you know, thinking about this yesterday, and I was thinking about taxes and raising taxes, and it goes back to years ago. I you know, made this suggestion. I said, you know, maybe we should need to have a compromise. At some point in time. You got all these leftists saying they want these people to pay more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want us to pay more, fine. But this is what you have to do first. You have to balance the budget. You have to balance the budget, and we can no longer be spending, no more deficit spending. And all this extra money that you raise needs to be used to pay down the debt, where
mm-hmm.
we actually have to go somewhere, which is not what's going to happen. All this increased taxes are just going to go to increased spending.
Mm-hmm.
Which is obscene to me. It really, really is. I mean, if you want to raise money and get people to the wealthy in this country to help pay down our debt and make the country stronger, that's one thing. But you're not doing that. You're just going to take it in and spend more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. The more money they take in, the more money they spend out. They don't seem to understand what they need to do. By the way, in California, Pacific Gas and Electric was cleared of any wrongdoing in the fire that was declared to be an act of God that, you know, what happened there. And apparently, though, they still got lots of problems as they're trying to reorganize under bankruptcy protection to come out from underneath the shadow they're under out there.
Yeah, too late. You know, little, that came a little bit too late. That doesn't stop people from suing. And the reality is that you never know how these things are going to end up in court. And, PG&E is obviously having to reorganize. The people in California are going to be paying much higher electric bills, and
30%.
It's sad. It's the part of the society where we're in. Where, you know, it's just find somebody and sue them. someone's to blame, and you always go after the one that has the deepest pockets. And in this case, their lawsuits were, you know, so large to such a degree that they had to declare bankruptcy, where, in essence, nobody's going to get anything because of this, because they're going to be cleared of any of their obligations. And, you know, everyone's bills are going to go up. So it's, you know, everybody's shooting themselves in the foot right now.
Now, I noticed a couple of things yesterday when we were talking about the economy, and I always look for little things like this. Bank of America came out with a report that said, according to their records, business optimism is strong despite the shutdown. And then the railroads had an interesting report, and it's about the freight that's hauled on the railroads and whatnot. And based on their statistics and what they were doing, they said the economy is still growing at a steady rate because their business was still moving along.
Yeah, there's no doubt the fact that the economy is still, you know, chugging along. Obviously everyone's looking to see what's happening around the globe and fears of a global shutdown. You've got, geopolitical concerns, in Europe because there's some weakening over there. Obviously some weakening in China. Their numbers are down, but, we continue to chug along and, you're still a very, very strong consumer here.
Now, the Wall Street Journal put out an interesting article, and I would suggest that every senior citizen get a hold of that. And if you can't get a hold of the paper, then go online to the Wall Street Journal. I believe it's WSJ.com to abbreviate it the short way. They talked about the elderly and the financial abuse that's on the rise with people trying to call people and entice them with emails and this, that, and the other by using all sorts of methods. Like, for example, this is the Internal Revenue Service, this is Social Security, this is your bank, and they send out things that make it look like they are, but they're not. And people need to be very, very careful when people start asking for information or even money, for that matter, right?
Well, Matt, absolutely. They say it's on the rise. I don't think it's on the rise. It's always been around. They're just finding other and newer ways of ripping off senior citizens. Basically, this is what we do for a living at Markowski Investments is help people out in regards to these scams. One of the latest ones that I've seen happen is that they actually tell senior citizens, either from the IRS or for some bill collector or whatever, going to shut things up, that they're willing to take gift cards as payment. And, you know, what's interesting is that you now go in, around Christmas time, you go into CVS and you buy a bunch of gift cards for, they actually ask you. They ask you, did anybody ask you to buy these gift cards or do anything warning people, in regards to this? That's how bad it's gotten. But yeah, if you have any questions in regards to financial fraud, please, get in contact with us. We'll point you in the right direction.
Let's talk for a minute about Venezuela. You've been watching what's going on down there, right?
Yes.
Where do you think this is going to go? Because Maduro has booted out our diplomats. We've said, nope, we don't recognize you. Our diplomats are going nowhere. But they are moving out the non-essential people, and that would probably be families, out of Venezuela while they can get them out. But I'm going to predict right now we're going to see a confrontation similar to what we saw in Iran years ago. Remember the embassy situation?
Yeah, gee, was mad. I certainly hope not. That would be horrible. Really would. I mean, there's other things that we can do. We can get our people out. We can obviously shut off their access to the banking system, much like we've done with Iran. We still import a lot of oil from them. There's ways to handle this situation.
Got to let you go. We'll talk to you Monday.
You got to have a good one.
Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Okay, top of the hour break coming, and after the top of the hour, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and Underground USA podcast, will be with us. I'll be right back.
The fact that some advisor who never worked on our staff expressed an opinion that I completely disagree with in terms of the vote.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.